Thank you everyone for coming on Rosh Chodesh. Busy morning. Yes, today's share will be a little bit abbreviated. I'll try to talk quicker and be out by 10 o'clock. That's my plan. So, being the fact that we are in the period of time that we count Sfiras HaOmer, we count the days from second day of Pesach till Shavuos, and the various halachas associated with it. So I decided to pick a topic that touches on them. Today's share is entitled Sfiras HaOmer B'Ksiva, or simply put, Counting the Omer by Jumbotron Net or by text. And we'll see soon the relevance of it. Nowadays, there are many reminders that people have to count the Omer. It's actually a very important point. You know, for sure, when it comes to women who don't go to shul, usually for Ma'ariv, so even Daven Ma'ariv, if a woman would want to be involved in Sfiras HaOmer, so they definitely would need a reminder to count. The difference between a woman and a man is quite relevant. The man, seemingly, will go to Ma'ariv at night, and through Ma'ariv will count. A woman, in contrast, is not davening Ma'ariv, therefore not going to Ma'ariv, so she could forget to count. So you definitely need reminders. But when it comes to, even when it comes to men, many times, many circumstances, for sure, we need reminders too. You know, it's definitely very popular, depending on people's schedules, you know. Many shuls have a mincha, ma'ariv minyan, one after the other, where you're basically davening ma'ariv right after shkia. I believe in most of those minyanim, they will not count Sfiras HaOmer, being the fact that it's by the time you're up to the end of ma'ariv, it's only a few minutes after shkia, and it's usually, most rabbanim would say, it's probably too early to count. And they'll tell you, just like you should really repeat Kriya Shema to be Yotzei Mitzvah Deraisa of Kriya Shema, so too, for Sfiras HaOmer, you should wait a little bit. Which really, therefore, makes the situation, you daven Ma'ariv, now you have to, but you didn't count Sfira. So I have to remember to count Sfira. Definitely happens early Shabbos. Right? Person makes early Shabbos, the shul's, that's quite early, even be. So you're now counting Sfiras, so you have to remember by your Shabbos Suda, amongst other things, and to repeat Kriya Shema and to count Sfira. So today's world is flush with many practical means to remind people to count Sfira. I believe there's a very popular Sfiras HaOmer text reminder. You could have programmed to your phone every day to receive a text to count Sfira. There are programs on your computer. You can have a pop-up screen reminding you to count Sfiras HaOmer. I definitely, during Chol HaMoed, I've been by events, you know, big Jewish events, here by the circus in Madison Square Garden. And right there in the Jumbotron is a reminder, hey, count Sfiras HaOmer. I'm waiting for the day, you know, Jews are definitely a minority in the world, but I don't know, when you go the day after Pesach to the airport in Florida, I'm not sure Jews are a minority. Kananahara, there's so many Jews coming and going all over. You know, I'm waiting for on the list of planes, you know, arrival times and scheduling, and there'll be a flash, you know, today's the 15th day of the Omer. It's coming soon. So there definitely are reminders all around, hopefully, for people to remember to count Sfiras HaOmer. The issue I'd like to deal with today is, can you use those technologies? Whether it's when I see it on a screen, the day of the Omer, and I think, oh, I see that. Today's the 15th day of the Omer. That's what it says in the scoreboard in Marlins Park. So, at least by the kosher stand by Marlins Park. So I see that over there. When I think about it, does that count? well, what about if I went and I wrote a text about it? I wrote an email about it. I wrote a letter, good old-fashioned way. And I wrote in it, today is the 15th day of the Omer. Does that count? That's an issue I'd like to deal with today. And I believe this issue will get into the crux of understanding the nature of the mitzvah Sefiras Omer. So before we begin these cases, I'd like to go over some basics halachas of Sefiras Omer. The Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tav Pei Tes, the first thing on your sheets. I'll begin with Siv Zayin. He writes over there, Shachach v'lo bira kol halayla. Let's say one forgot to say Sefiras HaOmer that night. Yisarper b'yom b'lo bracha. Halacha is, you could count the next morning, but without a bracha. The idea behind it is that really the ideal time to count is at night. The Pasuk says, Sheva Shabbos is Tamimos Tiena. It has to be complete. So really, to be complete, there's a Shaila. Well, if I'm just counting during the day, I left out the night before. Is that complete or not? Halacha l'maaseh, we pasuk, and that's good enough. So if I didn't count the night before, as long as I counted within that halachic day, meaning before Shkia, I have that window from the night until the next day by Shkia. If I count within that time, so then that suffices for the mitzvah. But once you're ready in the morning, and it's not the ideal time to count Sefira, that's not where the bracha was misaken, and we did not recite a bracha in that scenario. That's why many shuls stood here in the morning. After davening, they would remind people, today is the 15th day of the Omer. In case a person forgot to count the night before, as long as they count the next morning, they're good to go. Now, Halacha Ches says, "Mishach levarach be'echad me'hayamim." If you forgot to count during one of the days, bein yom rishon, bein shar yamim, whether it's the first day or any of the other days, sof b'shar yamim below bracha, then you could only count from then on without a bracha. And this is a common thing. Yeshiva, you sometimes see the Bachim say, "No, he's still holding, he's still counting with a bracha." Right? It's a thing. You know, can I make it to the end with counting with a bracha without forgetting a day? Now, why is it if you miss one day, you can no longer count with a bracha? So it's a famous machlokes, whether Sefiras HaOmer is really 49 individual mitzvahs, or it's one big mitzvah. That idea that you need it to be tamimos, it has to be consecutive, is that an ideal of how to do it? But of course, each day is its own mitzvah. So if I missed one day, I missed that day's mitzvah. But tomorrow is a new mitzvah. Is that the way we look at it? Or do we say, no, it's one big mitzvah. And therefore, if I left out part of it, if I missed one day, I'm dunsky. It's finished. Right? I lost out that mitzvah. So that's a major machlokas aposkim. So halachically, we passed in the following. If you missed one day, you could no longer say it with a bracha, because there's a tzad to say that you're not doing the mitzvah. However, and this is an important qualification, that doesn't mean you should stop counting Sefira. Forget it. I missed one day, it's over. Because there still is the other mandamar, the other shitas, that say each day is an individual mitzvah. The only thing you lost out is your personal ability to recite a bracha. So of course you should, even if you miss one day, you should continue the next day. What was, but continue. And this way, at least according to, you know, half the shitas out there, you could continue and you get a mitzvah. Also in that scenario, that's what Rabbi Neumann was talking about after davening, the best thing would be is for you to be yotzei the bracha of somebody else. Whether it's the shliach tzibur, if he has you in mind, or somebody else next to you, someone who's still going can make the bracha. Ask him, please have you in mind. He would make the bracha. But then you would recite the Sefirah yourself. That's a correct procedure to do it if one missed a day. So missing a day in Sefirah is a big deal. We don't look to miss a day. In fact, I'll tell you an interesting thing. We started off with contrasting men and women, where men go to shul for Ma'ariv and women are not necessarily even davening Ma'ariv, let alone going to shul. So it's more likely that a woman, and that's even putting aside the fact women obviously have many responsibilities, and that's part of the reason why they may not have different chiyuvim like men. But there are many rabbanim that would say a woman should not recite Sefirah Omer with a bracha. The reasoning behind it is being the fact there's a good chance that she could miss. So if you're going to put yourself in a scenario where you're going to miss a day, good odds of that, so maybe you shouldn't make a bracha to begin with. Huh? That's why they're not mechuyev in it, per se. Right, but if a woman wants to do it, like other mitzvahs say Zman Gramas, women do make brachas on. But here, it will be different because we're afraid they might miss it. Now, really, that also would apply to, potentially, let's say you have a guy who knows for sure I'm going to miss it. You know, there are circumstances, I want to get into the whole issue. Let's say a person's having surgery over during the period of Sefirah Omer, a surgery which will be knocked out. And he'll wake up, it'll be a day later. So if you knew ahead of time that you're going in a situation where you're going to miss a day, so in that scenario too, the post can talk about, maybe in that year you shouldn't begin with a bracha because, again, you know for sure you're not going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah according to those dales that it's one big mitzvah.
How about a 30-year track record?
If she isn't Leo because of my grandma and the husband forgets, can he just
interesting. Very good question. Yeah, and there is. That's a, yeah, it's a very interesting question, right? I don't want to get into that fully.
My wife's still going strong.
Right. That's another. Yeah. Sometimes men are put in their place quite well. But it is a bigger halakhic issue. Right, could a woman be motzi a man where the woman's thiyav in a certain sense is less than the man because the woman's only mitzvah to say, it's a mitzvah to say shazman grama, so the woman's really potter. LMI, they have the choice to do the mitzvah and they could recite the bracha, but then could someone sort of with a lesser degree of a mitzvah exempt somebody who has a higher degree of mitzvah? That deserves its own share. I'll leave that aside for the moment. Oh. I love putting advertisements for Rabbi Sharfman Shir. So do you remember which one? Okay, I don't remember either. Yes, but it's an excellent point. Yes.
If a woman can't do without a bracha, she should be told to attend.
Interesting. If a woman's counting without a bracha, the issue is should she wait until daytime to do it? No, she could do it at night. I'll tell you an interesting idea. Even the poskim, again, there are poskim that say women could make a bracha. Right? Especially as just testimony was given that many women could be more meticulous about this than men. So not a reflection on women as a gender, but just circumstance and not going to shul and not necessarily davening ma'ariv. But even the poskim would say that a woman does not make a bracha, they would say that's up until the 49th night. If they're standing strong, they did every night, then on the last night there's no shaila, she can make a bracha. Because she had every single one, she was able to do it. Now she can make a profit. Okay, so that's the basic background of Sefirah Omer, of brachas. You know, if there would be a case, one other halacha I'll give you. If a person's not sure if he counted the Omer or not, and you're counting, you know, tonight's going to be 16. I can say that now, it's free. Right? You're not allowed to really, if you said the Omer now, if it will be the time of the Omer, and you say it now, so that might be considered ready as if you counted, and therefore you wouldn't be able to make a bracha when you recite it. But at this point in the day, there's no problem saying it. So tonight's going to be the 16th. So if a person about to count Sefirah, he knows the 16th, he's like, hey, wait, did I count yesterday the 15th? Now, if he for sure missed it, I can't count tonight the 16th of the bracha. But let's say I'm unsure. I have a suffix. So that the Chafetz Chaim quotes in the Mishnah Berurah, an idea that's called a svek sveka. There's a suffix if you count the tzvira. On top of that, there's an additional suffix, a machlokas, whether you could continue counting with if it's still one mitzvah or individual mitzvahs. So the Chafetz Chaim says you could continue counting with a bracha in that scenario. The only time you can't count with a bracha is when you know for sure you missed a day. Okay? Yes?
Let's say someone is sure they counted every night, but they forget what number it is. They look at their calendar, it's 14. And I just remember counting up until 7.
Right.
Right.
So this type of scenario could happen too. Right, what you're bringing up is the guy knows he counted, so he's not sure he got the right day or not. So I think that's also part of the sex fake of the Chafetz Chaim, and you can continue counting with the bracha. Obviously, it's best to know, one of the easiest things I forgot to mention, right, besides all these, texts and this and that, a lot of Jewish institutions send out for you a sphere calendar, which is made up yearly, and it'll tell you, okay, this week, this date, this English date, is X amount for sphere. So, it definitely, we'll talk about it actually later in the share, that you really have to know what the number is, and that's best. But if there's any degree of a suffix, you're good. So, with this preface, we see there are many scenarios a guy could get into trouble and forget Sviras Omer for a day. And, okay, you might be an issue, you can't make a bracha anymore. But that's really where I believe these shilas, which I want to bring up, these practical cases, might have a lot of relevance. Because you could have a scenario where a guy saw in front of him, right, he saw the sign in the shul, today is the 15th of the Omer. But, okay, you saw that beginning of Ma'ariv, then you ran out, you got a tzala call, or something happened, you ran out before the end of Ma'ariv. So there was a point in time I saw the number 15. I knew tonight's the 15th. I saw my calendar, I opened up before, ooh, I'm going to count tonight the 15th. You said that in your mind, you saw that, but you never went about and did that. Does that count? Your wife asks you, what night of Sfira it is? So you send her a text back. Tonight is the 15th. That's what you write to her. And then for some reason, by Ma'ariv, you didn't go to Ma'ariv, you slept in. Now what? That case is a little bit better because there was one point I thought about tonight's the 15th. There's one point in time I wrote tonight's the 15th. So what would you say in that case? Obviously, the best thing is to say out the sphere. But we can have scenarios where you forgot it, but there was a point in time you focused, you saw a sign, tonight's the 15th. You wrote a text, you wrote a message, tonight's the 15th. So would that be a means of working or not? So the post can talk about both of these cases. The first case, can a person just think of the sphero? So that, the simple answer I'll give you is no. That does not work. Practically speaking, if you just saw the number in front of you on the Jumbotron, on a screen, whatever, a calendar, tonight's the 15th, you saw it, you thought about it, it entered your mind, that's not good enough. Now, what's interesting is the simple language in the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, is mashma that might work. I'll quickly show you the case. It's the second Mar Malkum I have down here. Shulchan Aruch gives two cases. We're interested in the second case, but I'll start from the beginning. In Pasuk of Amar, Baruch Ata Hashem, that's the abbreviation, Alkeinu Melech Olam, Adaita Dilema Hayom Dalet. You're about to say today's the fourth day. Shu Savar Shu Shem Dal. You thought today's the fourth day. The Nizker, then you remembered Vesi and Behei. Vehenei, and it turns out to be, it was the fifth day. So when you said Baruch Ata Hashem, you didn't know, you thought it was a different day, but you finished the right way. Halacha Maaseh, that case works. Though Lechachila, and this is important, we're very quick to open our mouths. Right? I remember once hearing a beautiful idea from Rav Palm. Rav Palm said he doesn't like the word whatchamacallit. The word whatchamacallit, by definition, means a person started talking without understanding what the next word he was going to say. It slipped his mind. If a person really was thought out, you couldn't utter that word. So sometimes we could get up there, we could say, Baruch HaShem. Oh, wait, what's night sphera? So really, ideally, before you say, especially the name of Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, you should know, before you begin the bracha, what tonight's sphera is. Right? You have the two, you see that a lot. People say, Baruch Atah Hashem, they start like looking at the next guy. Really, you should have everything ready to go before you recite the bracha. So, the first case of the Shulchan Aruch, like a person made a mistake. He said, Baruch HaShem. He throws the fourth day. Then he heard the guy next to him say the fifth day. So he finishes his bracha with das for the fifth day. That's good enough. That works. However, the Mechaber writes, O Ibcha, Shehem Dalet. Really, today is the fourth day. Upasika Daita Delema Dalet. It's the fourth day, and you originally had intention to say the fourth day. Vatoga Siyim Behe, but you made a mistake. You were thinking about five. Eina chuzer mevarech. In this case, you don't go and make a new bracha. Now, that sounds like there's some credence to the fact that I thought four, even though I didn't say it. Today's actually the fourth day. I thought four. It came out of my mouth. I ended up saying five. It's mashal mechaber. There's some credence. There's some tzad that it works, the fact that I thought it was the fourth day. However, all the achronim, Mishabur brings it down, there's a pre-chadasher, others, challenge and say, how could it be that you biyotin spirits omer was just thinking it? By any other case, are you yotze kriyishma by thinking it? Are you yotze a bracha by thinking it? Can you bench by just thinking? That's a different thing. Right? You're right. Maybe it could be, maybe there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah that one is mekayim through thinking. That's true. But when it comes to any other bracha, any other part of tefillah, we're talking tefillah, l'chora not Torah. When it comes to any other part of tefillah, you have to say it. So therefore, all the achronim conclude, and the Chafetz Chaim writes this in a Bir Halacha, actually out of place, in Sif Aleph. Chafetz Chaim writes, if you just saw it on the Jumbotron, you just saw the number of the sphere, and you thought of it, but you didn't say it, no good. That does not work. Now, I'll just spell out one step. There is brought down in Halacha, let's say a person, Chas Hashem, you know, has a surgery, and he can't speak. What should he do? Can't speak and major issues for all of davening. All of davening. What can he do? He can't speak. So the Shulchan Aruch does bring down, the Mishabura, excuse me, does bring down an idea of, this is in Siman Samach Vav, of thinking about the bracha, thinking about Kriyat Shema. However, the Chafetz Chaim and the Mishnah Berurah over there writes that you would not be Yotzei Kriyat Shema with that. The purpose of doing it is a very interesting idea. The purpose of one sort of thinking in his mind Kriyat Shema, in that scenario he can't speak, is not to be Yotzei any mitzvah, but it's a means of showing Hashem, look, I did my part. I'm an ones. I wish I could do more. I can't. So, the Chavetz Chaim says, halakhically, that's not going to work. You're not Yotze. But it's the right, it's the proper thing to do. A very interesting idea. Right? Usually we think about things black and white. If I could do the mitzvah, then I'll do that. If I'm not going to do the mitzvah, I shouldn't do that. At some middle level, the Shulchan Aruch really talks about, the Chavetz Chaim just qualifies it. And no, even if you can't do the mitzvah, but you should try as much as you can so you think about it. Is that the mitzvah? Are you yotzei the mitzvah? No. But at some level, that's a better thing. You get schar for that. That's an ones. It's schar for trying. But you wouldn't be yotzei the mitzvah.
If,
yes?
If you are not physically capable of speaking, would you be tucked from those mitzvahs?
Yeah.
So then you wouldn't get the schar, but you wouldn't have an avera for not doing it.
Yeah, there's no avera here, right? If a person, chasham, is in that state where you can't speak, right, l'chara, there's no obligation on you. And, you know, you're off the hook. But there still is some idea, the Chafetz Chaim is explaining in the Shulchan Aruch, that one should try, you know, there's, I wish I could have been there. You know, you have these things, you know, same type of thing. Let's say a person, you know, is stuck at home. He, Chas Shalom, broke his foot and can't go to shul. Or for whatever reason, can't go to shul. So really, there's important halachas. This deserves its own topic also. But there's davening with a minyan. There's also davening at the time of a minyan. Very important halacha, many people don't know. There's three levels. If for whatever reason you can't make it to shul, the best thing to do is to daven in your house the same time your shul davens. There's an idea of that you're davening at the zman of a minyan. Then there's a third madrega, you can't even do that, you're sick, you can't make the same time the shul is davening, so you're davening to be yechidus. But there is some hargasha, some idea a person should feel. I wish I would be there. You know, next time I'm when I'm able to go, I'm not going to miss one. It's definitely a nice hargasha, a nice feeling to have. And it's worth something. Is it worth the mitzvah? No. That it isn't. Okay, so that's in terms of a person thinking about Sefiras HaOmer. Hear her. Thinking about Sefiras HaOmer, practically one is not yotzei. And the reason is, seemingly, because Kriyashma, all the other cases, you gotta say it. You can't just think it. You say Dvarim Shabalei, Vein and Dvarim. Just thinking about something, halacha doesn't qualify.
There would be a problem with the cut. If you're about to cut the bracha,
oh, that's an interesting point. Right. Meaning if every time I'm preparing ahead of time, thinking, I'm already doing the mitzvah, then it's sort of like a catch-22. Then when he did the mitzvah, he already did it. That's a very good point. Huh? Right. It's going to have in mind not to be yotzei. I'm having a mind prepared to do the mitzvah. I'm not going to be yotzei. Too many things to have in mind. Yes?
So in the second case where he counts on Dalet for hay, there's no issue the next night because it becomes a new mitzvah?
So practically, we're poskening the hearer does not work. And he missed it. Right, in that case, if he just did hearer, what we're coming out from there is you missed it. And therefore, the next night, you would not be able to make a bracha. If all that you have that day is I just thought about the mitzvah, unfortunately, that's not enough. You missed the day, and you'd have to count the next night without a bracha, if that was the case.
Later on, he realized he made a mistake, so
Yes, if you actually counted the right night, then you're okay. But if you had all that you did in terms of Sefiras HaOmer for that day was had it in mind, that's not enough. Okay, so that's case number one. But what about case number two? Other issues we're talking about. Texting, writing, emailing. Some form of writing, I put down the date of the Sefiras HaOmer. Am I yotzei with that? So what are you going to say? Well, Rabbi, didn't we say just before that are you yotzei Kriya Shema by writing? Are you yotzei Birchas HaMazon by writing out benching? Writing out a bracha, are you yotzei those? No. So why should it be yotzei with writing? Same thing. Fact, that's the argument of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan happens to be in the back of your pages, but the Aruch HaShulchan, I'll read it to you. Umisha kosi b'michtav, right? It's very common, right? I could tie this together with last week's share. You know, when a Jew writes a letter, we spoke about last week, if you wrote, you know, Yom Rishon b'Shabbos on the top of your letter, according to the Ramban in Chumash, you mekayim a mitzvah aseh d'oraisa. Zohar es Yom HaShabbos HaKadosho says, look, you could have a secular... No, today's Sunday. You can put that in the letter too. But if you're able to write on a letter the Jewish date in terms of Shabbos, a Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, you're mekayim with that a mitzvah se deraisa of Zachar's Yom HaShabbos Akacho, remembering Shabbos. So you saw you get it all from. Not only did you put Yom Echad B'Shabbos, you also put on top of your letter the Sfira date. That's what you're thinking of. So Afilu Kivin Latzeis Nira Del Yolatze. Even if that you had intention when you wrote that letter, I'm going to be Yotzi with this writing, it does not work. Afilu Ksiva Kedibur Dami. Even if you tell me that Ksiva in general is as good as a Dibur, Zelik Shah Ksiva Hula Galas Amachshavas Libo. That's only when the Ksiva shows what you're thinking. But not where the Dibur is a mitzvah. Midi Yahavia Kosev Kriyashma Vitfila Divali Vol Yotza. Or Kosev Birchas HaMazon. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, pun intended. The Aruch HaShulchan says that if you wrote Kriyashma Birchas HaMazon Brachos, that doesn't work. So the same way by Sfiras Omer, you have to say it. Writing it is not good enough. That's what he says. However, here there is what to hack on. Because Rabbi Kiva Eger has pages and pages and pages in the Shal Shetshuva, Simon Chavtes, Laman, Laman Aleph, multiple tshuvas, which are pages and pages long, which he debates this issue. Could you possibly be Yotzi Sfiras HaOmer by writing it? And of the Sephardic post and the Bercha Yosef, the Chidah, the Kafachayim, they both talk about a tzad that one could be Yotze Sefiras HaOmer by writing. And in fact, I saw a story that the stipler would be one to write his letters with Hebrew dates, not only Hebrew dates, right? He would write the day of the Omer in his letters that he write during Sefiras HaOmer. So he was about to write a letter. He didn't yet count Sefiras HaOmer. It sounds like he didn't have a ma'ariv yet. But he needed to write this letter right now. He stopped before he wrote the letter. He went and said, made the bracha on Sefiras HaOmer. Then he wrote the letter with the date on it. Because he was choshesh for the tzad that writing is considered counting. So if he wrote the letter with the Sefiras HaOmer date, don't ask why didn't he just leave out the Sefiras HaOmer date. He wanted to write the Sefiras HaOmer date. He thought that was part of what he should be writing. So he was going to write that, so he made sure to make the bracha count beforehand. Now usually we say you should count Sefiras HaOmer as part of davening, at the end of davening. But he felt in this scenario he had to write this letter. The best thing to do was count Sefiras HaOmer, then write the letter, then this. So there is a tzad in halacha that one could be yotzei Sefiras HaOmer by writing. And to me, it's pashat. If you say writing with a pen or a quill is considered writing, I would assume, unless you want to challenge because these could be erased, you know, I'm not sure that makes for a difference. But you wrote in pencil, it could be erased too, it still would work. But I would assume a text, an email that you would write would also work. On the tzad that Ksiva works, or Sefiras HaOmer, to me it's pasha, there's no difference between writing with a pen or a pencil or writing an email or a text. That would also work. Aye, but what about the Aruch HaShulchan Steina? Kriya Shema doesn't work by writing. Brachos don't work by writing. Berachos HaMazon doesn't work by writing. Why should Sefiras HaOmer work by writing? So, yes?
So if there's a difference between the only way to get the mitzvah is to say it, as opposed to the da'as of wanting to say it, whether you say it or not. So for some mitzvos, it would work one way while others would work the other way, especially a losase versus an ase.
So 1 second. You're trying to argue The fact that you want to say it, that maybe should be good enough. But remember, we said a moment ago, if you just thought about it, you want to say it, that doesn't work. That doesn't work at all. So if thinking about it doesn't work at all, why does writing work? So, the simplest answer one could say to explain or give Eger and all these Achronim that here the tzad that one could be yotzi possibly with writing is it's not that Sefiras HaOmer needs a speech. When it comes to Kriyat Shema Brachos, those are our institutions that the rabbis gave us that have to be said. Brachos are institution, the rabbis said you have to say Berachos HaMazal D'Oraisa, Kriyat Shema D'Oraisa. Those are parshas you have to read. You have to say. The whole essence of it is saying it. So since there's a mitzvah to say it, okay, of course I'm not going to be right yotze with writing. But maybe Sefiras HaOmer, the mitzvah may not be to say it, even if here it doesn't work. There's a level in between. Maybe the idea of saying Sefiras HaOmer is because you have to concretize it. There has to be an action. So speech is a means of an action. But you know what? There's another way you could do an action. You could do an action by writing it. Thinking is not called an action. Thinking is less than that. Torah has different levels of viewing things. Thinking about something, I'm glad you thought about it, but that's not called an action. Speech or writing is considered an action if that's good enough. In fact, Rabbi Akiva Eiger spells out the Sfarah on the bottom of your sheets. He writes, it's not comparable, he's talking there about Bittul Chametz. Sharei de'aksiva asa maisa. He says this idea. That through writing you're doing an action. That's all you need. Kriyishma and Brachos, that the institution was, you have to say it. But when it comes to Sefiras HaOmer, there it's a little different. There, they're not misakin, you have to say it. They're misakin that you have to do an action. So maybe ksiva is enough of an action. Speaking is an action, but writing might also be. So logically, this is an interesting shaila. There are those who say that ksiva does not work, but there are tzad and halacha to say it does work. If all that you had that day was writing, ask you also Rav what they would say, but there is a tzad to say that's good enough. Okay, so that's in terms of writing. It definitely is a minority opinion. That's why I'm not sure that to give you a clear-cut answer. You know, Rabbi Akiva Eiger here is a tzad. Even Rabbi Akiva Eiger himself doesn't clearly come out that ksiva for sure works. He hears a tzad to argue that, but he himself is going back and forth. The Kav HaChaim might be a little more clear that it might work.
So one level, that might be one level low if it's still doing something. If you have the sphere chart, you check the box every night. If I check the box, is it enough? I didn't write out the whole word.
Cute. It's checking right? The checking the box, is that considered an action? Interesting. Yeah, right. You could tell an accountant checking the boxes. But I want to touch on two more additional halachas and tie it into what we just talked about before. A lot of times when we talk about that you have to say something, there's really two levels of speech. There's a concept called that you have to speak, but it has to be l'hashmi la'azno. That you have to be able to hear it to your ear. Sometimes people could speak, their lips could move, but nothing really is coming out. And this is an important halacha to know in general for davening. Does that level of speech work? Sometimes when the chaz is davening very fast, right? We just finished Pesach. I remember there's some shuls, there was a shul back in Queens. I remember I once came there to daven. And a nice old boss came to me. He's like, Rabbi, this meeting's not for you. I'm like, I do something wrong? I can't daven there? He's like, we go, this could be way too quick for you. We call this the matzah minion.
18 minutes.
That's it. So Taka, sometimes you go through meaning like that, and most you could do is move your lips. You want to also say the words? That's much harder. So there's a concept of tzarech lashmia la'azno, that one would have to be able to hear it. Now, you go through, for many things it's just, it may not be absolutely ikuva, it might be just l'chachila, could be as long as there's some degree of saying it, even if it's not lashmia la'azno, you're yotze, but definitely l'chachila. I'll show you three spots. Hilchas kriya shma, it's in the back of your sheets. That as long as words came out, even if you didn't hear it, b'di'evid you yotze, but ideally by kriya shma, the Shulchan and Mechaber writes in Samach Beis, that you have to hear it. In Mechaber and Kuf Pei Hei, said tzarech lashmi la'ozno, ma'ashmos b'svasov by Berchas Amazon. Again, if you didn't do that, you're still yotze, but it's not ideal. Thirdly, by any brachos, says also you have to hear it out. Does one need that level by Sefiras Omer? Do you have to say it out loud enough that you hear it? So I saw Shmuel Kamenetsky writes in a piece, 100%. Same thing you need by all those cases, you need by Sefiras Omer too. So I would say that depends on what we just talked about before. If the mitzvah of Sefiras Omer is saying Sefiras Omer, like the Aruch HaShulchan assumed, just like Kriya Shema, just like Brachos, so if the mitzvah is to say something, our standard of saying things ideally is, you got to say it in a way that you can hear it. Don't just move your lips. Say it like you can hear it. At least yourself. But that's only if the mitzvah is a dibur, the mitzvah is to speak it. But if the mitzvah really just is an action, it's not a dibur. This din of Ashmi la'azno is a halach and hilchas dibur. What's considered speaking? But if all you need is an action, and maybe ksiva is good enough action, it's not that you need a dibur. You have to do an action. So moving your lips is an action too. It's more of an action checking a box. So maybe that halacha wouldn't apply if one would say there's no mitzvah to specifically speak Sefiras Omer. It's a mitzvah just to do an action. And a second halacha. This halacha I would like, one last halacha I'd like to share. Important halacha. There's a Magen Avraham here in the back of your sheets. Look what he writes. The Magen Avraham says 2 points. The Shulchan Aruch and Taf Beit Tes says you have mitzvah koachot to count Sefiras Omer. The end of the first line writes Magen Avraham pashit the mutar l'sarpa v'chol lashon. It's pashit you're allowed to count in any language, right? You have a bal tshuva. Came to shul the first time, right? He was inspired, Rahmatullah, by the tragedies in California. He decided he's coming to shul. First time he's in shul, he counted Sefiras Omer. Tell the guy what that is. This, that. Let's say, tell him, okay, count. Today's the 15th day of the Omer. 100% Yotze. Sefiras Omer works in any language. Say it in French, English, all works. Sefiras Omer works in any language. Ulvan v'davka b'lashon shenaven. So as long as you understand what you're saying, Sefiras Omer works. However, look at the Magen Avraham ends. Vim einu mevin lashon hakodesh. If one doesn't understand Hebrew, v'siper b'lashon hakodesh lo yotza. You're not yotze. Lo yada ma'ika amar v'ein ze sefira. You don't know what you're saying. That's not considered sefira. Very important halacha. Now I saw a qualification of this. Simply, the Magen Avraham seems to be saying that if one doesn't understand the Hebrew, you're not Yotze. Now, if he knows tonight's the 15th day of the Omer, and he's saying, Hayom Chamish Al-Sayom, he doesn't know how to translate word for word, but he knows what he's about to say, Sefiras Omer, he knows today's the 15th, and he says Hebrew words, that's not what the Magen Avraham is talking about. That, I saw a post-com talk, that case would work. But we're talking about, a guy just came off the boat, doesn't know anything, someone says, read this, he reads it, right? And most of the Siddurim, I've yet to see this, they don't put a number up next to the thing, right? In the art scroll, right? It doesn't have the number 15 next to Chamisha Asriyam.
No, all Hebrew is nothing.
It's all Hebrew is nothing.
It shows you the Hebrew.
Right.
English version of
really? It says 15 on the side? That's the chinuch thing, which tells you how many, what line you're up to.
The English
has on the Hebrew side what number it is?
Side?
On the English side, it's going to translate to Hebrew, of course. But on the Hebrew side, does it have the number there?
The English art scroll.
Yeah?
Wait a minute. The English art scroll has the English number on the Hebrew side.
But yeah, it does?
But the all Hebrew art scroll.
Okay, the all Hebrew doesn't. Okay.
Has only
the it has the English number on the side there. Okay, good for them.
That's the
okay.
English.
So. Good. So that solved this problem. The Stoma, Rabbi Zlotowitz, thought of this idea, this Magen Avram. It's not enough to say the Hebrew word. You have to know the number, what it means. But let's say a guy just said the Hebrew word. It doesn't work. That's what Magen Avram writes. Frekt achronim on the Magen Avram. What are you talking about? If I say Kriya Shema and I don't know what it means, I don't have an art scroll, but I said every word of Kriya Shema. Am I Yotze? 100%. I say a bracha. I don't know what the word means. Am I Yotze? Berachas Hamazon, I don't know what the words mean. So why, when it comes to Sfiras Omer, if you don't know what the Lashon HaKodesh is, you're not Yotze. Why are we more machmer by Sfiras Omer than any other bracha? So comes along the Dvar Avram, the Kavner Rav, and he explains this Magen Avram beautifully. That when it comes to counting, to count something, the definition of counting is, it's not words you're saying. It's not a declaration. You're counting. You have to know, 1, 2, 3, 4. If you don't know what the words mean, you might have said it in Lashon HaKodesh, but it doesn't work. Kriya Shema, you're making a declaration, Hashem is one. Berachas Hamazon, you're thanking Hashem. A bracha, thanking Hashem. All those are wonderful declarations. As long as you say in Lashon HaKodesh, that works. But Sfiras HaOmer, the point of the mitzvah is to count. That's the essence of the mitzvah. In that way, it's different than all the other cases. So therefore, you have to say it. In fact, this itself might be a reason why you can't look at those other cases like the Aruch HaShulchan simply looked at. Say, all these other mitzvahs, you're not Yotze with writing. Sfiras HaOmer is something different. The whole essence of Sfiras HaOmer seems clear from this Magen Avram. The whole essence of Sfiras HaOmer is counting, and counting needs for you to understand what you're doing. You have to know what number it is. If I said the Hebrew but I don't understand it, you're not going to be Yotze. Because it's a different thing than Kriya Shema, than Tefillah, definitely than Talmud Torah. It's different. It's counting. And counting gets its own set of laws. So to conclude, when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, you definitely have to make sure to... Wait, I'll take one more comment.
It says in the Torah, "Usfartim lachem leyom ha'aparas ha'aravos nisburu chamishim yom." If you take that pasuk and add up all the letters in the pasuk, it's only 49 letters, not 15. And the reason is, for example, chamishim only has one yud, because so any time you look at that pasuk, it says this ruach hamishim yom. But if you count the letters in the pasuk, there's only 49.
That's amazing. Is that a Baal Tur?
I don't know who it is.
That's a beautiful vart, right? That sounds perfect. We see from here. I'll end with your vart. We have to get the numbers, the counting correct to count for 50 days. You just added so beautifully. Is even the pasuk itself that teaches us about Sfiras HaOmer, Sfarat HaLochem, that itself count the letters of the that pasuk, and that's the 49. The Torah is all about counting. Every letter, every os is so important. If we appreciate what that is, at least our job when we count to getting the Torah on Shavuos, we should also make sure to count every individual day. Thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful week.